Every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Wanna be a richer man?
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Thou may change me, but I can't trace time. Yeah. I watch the ripple. Change the sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultation. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where's the shame you've left us up to her next to me?
Time may change me, but you can't twist time.
Strange.
You're busy.
Thank you.
blind man sat on a fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Yes, that was your threesome. Wow, I'm really loud. Because we
this
don't have
bizarre.
Any... It's very bizarre because we don't have any speakers in the studio. But that was your threesome on this 26th day of May. That was David Bowie. That was for my best friend.
Yeah.
The infamous DJ Christ... and his wife, who both love some David Bowie.
Yes,
and
do.
Who doesn't? If you couldn't love David Bowie, how could you ever carry a knife? I don't know. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls. 3:11 in the afternoon on this rainy Saturday. I mean, sorry, Friday day. Yeah, Saturday. Well, that'd be pretty cool if we did a Friday and Saturday show.
I think that'd be fun.
57 degrees. Kicking your way off to a beautiful.
I'm trying to look at the weather.
Let's hope. That's what I'm saying. It looks like it's going to be pretty decent on, especially Sunday. But Monday,
I think Sunday's the pick of the
litter. On my Memorial Day, on our Memorial Day, I should say. Doesn't look good. It looks like it's going to rain. Anyways. You know, just hang tight. Get your barbecues out. Who cares? Put an umbrella over them all, and just cook up a storm.
Oh, this stinks! The weather just changed for tomorrow to be a day just like today. It was supposed to be nice
really?
Out. Now it's gonna be 59 and cloudy.
Well,
Sunday 68, Monday rain 60, and of course when you go back to work next week, it will be beautiful. But
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, fingers and toes crossed, folks. I think looking into next weekend when we reconvene on Friday, it'll be sunny and 74.
Well, we'll have to see what that brings us.
Yes.
Next Friday. And if that is the case, we will be brighter, spryer, and more giddy than we are up as... today is.
Yeah, not to mention we might have speakers.
It's not that it's bringing us down. Come on, we have a long weekend. Everybody enjoy it. Enjoy your family, and you know, even if it means you have to cook indoors. I couldn't even say it. Kick it indoors.
Kick
you know,
indoors.
I like to kick it up. But you know, I'm like a lean, you know, Bennis. When I'm barbecuing. Yeah. Inside. Anyways, welcome back. Like I said, 3:13 in the afternoon. And I think we're going to do some silly news. If the funny man is up to it. I know this weather's bringing us down, but if you're up to it, brother, you can throw us some silly news just to get us in a better mood,
well,
if you will.
I think the only way, yeah, exactly, to break through these clouds
right.
is some stupidity of people.
Well, other than us, right? Or maybe it's just us.
So, this has actually happened locally here in Wayland, Massachusetts.
Did it? Do you want some background music,
I will always take background music. Thank
All
you.
Right. Well, then I probably could oblige to the old, you know, go-to.
Oh, yes. I like that. Police said they arrested a naked man who crashed his car into two police cruisers in Wayland.
It wasn't me this time, right?
No. Did you drive? Were you in Wayland?
Well, I was naked and drunk, so I don't know really where I was. What city?
Check the GPS and get back to me.
What town?
How's that sound? Police said they arrested a man. After he crashed into the cars, he drove into the woods. Police said they received several 911 calls reporting an erratic driver on Concord Road Tuesday. Officers tried to stop him, but he allegedly crashed into two cruisers and nearly hit a police officer before driving off. Police said the chase led them to Lincoln, where the driver allegedly drove through several backyards and then to a swamp in the woods. The driver, who witnesses said was naked, then got out of the car and led police on a short foot chase before he was arrested. The 25-year-old man from Manchester, New Hampshire, is due in court Wednesday. He's facing, believe this or not, several charges.
Will he be naked in court?
We don't know yet. Maybe to identify him, I don't know. Are you sure All right. this is the man?
Is this the man that ruined the buffet at the Harrow Club this morning?
You must be the pride of your precinct.
I gotta fall for no banana in my tailpipe. All right, me and Chris are riffing on Beverly Hills Cop. I'm sorry, it's one of my faves.
Here's from the lovely state of Florida. A Miami Joker was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon. 29-year-old Floridian was arrested last night by Miami police
officers.
Well,
obviously he wasn't naked.
No, he was dressed as the
Joker.
If
he had a concealed weapon.
Cops are responding to a 911 call about a man pointing a handgun at passing cars. The suspect was described as having green hair and facial tattoos.
Really? Green hair?
Yes. A search of Sullivan turned up a loaded Smith & Wesson pistol, which resulted in his arrest for carrying a concealed weapon, a felony. Sullivan was booked into county jail, where he's being held on $5,000 bond. Sullivan appears to be a fan of the Joker portrayals by Heath Ledger and Jared Leto.
Really?
Sullivan's facial tattoos included the Batman logo with the words F Batman, the word Joker on his forehead, and the classic stitched inside and the classic stitched cheeks ink.
What?
That was hard to say. Sullivan is there's a picture of Sullivan below in a pre-tattoo mugshot snapped to December 13. But probably if you want to see what this guy did to himself, you go.
Oh my God.
I'm going to post this on the Giddy Up website so you folks can all get a visual. Now into...
That looks like my ex-girlfriend's boyfriend.
It is. I think it is.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I didn't know they, you know, they probably took the Greyhound to Florida. It's only 1999, so... All right, so here's a little bit of a happy story, Paulie. It's happy.
Oh, well, it's about time.
Yes.
Because I want a happy story. Because we don't do enough happy stories on this program.
Do you know what we don't do enough of?
What's that?
Love stories.
Oh, well, hey. I wish I had some love music to get in the mood. Or do I need it or not?
Whatever you feel is appropriate after you hear the story, my friend.
All right. I like to hear a nice love story.
So a woman who's been in love with 36 years finally got married.
She's been in love for 36 years?
Yeah, but guess who
That's a long time.
Guess who she was in love with?
Me?
No, but close. A train station.
Well, but that you're right. That is close.
Yes. A woman, she's been in love with and obsessed with a train station for 36 years and has sex with it mentally.
What, are you kidding me?
Hey, what did I tell you? A woman has married a train station. She has spent 36 years with in love. Carol Santa Fe, 45.
Santa Fe.
She took the train station's name, by the way.
The Boston to Santa Fe station?
Yeah. She's been in love with the Santa Fe train station in California since she was 9. The volunteer support worker from San Diego takes a 45-minute bus ride to the station every day to spend time with the building, which she calls Deidre.
Okay. Deidre.
Although the marriage is not legally binding, believe it or not, Carol states it is the happiest day of their lives.
She's part of the show It's Always Sunny in Santa Fe.
Yes, exactly. Carol states it's the happiest day of their lives when they tied the knot in 2015. She celebrated the 1 year anniversary last Christmas.
Well, I don't mean to keep cutting you off because this is very intriguing. That explains it all. First, just showed me the picture.
Yeah, she's wearing a Pepto Bismol pink,
yeah,
like pajamas or something, with a fanny pack.
Well,
I'm just gonna go on record here. Mental illness.
Who asked the other person out originally? I would just like to know that.
So Carol says that she has sex with the building mentally.
And let me ask you something. Can she get, not saying that it would ever happen, if they got divorced, could she get, you know what I'm talking
alimony?
About?
Alimony?
I don't know. I was trying to think of a word other than alimony, like trainimony. I don't know.
Well, as long as she conducted herself with the utmost decorum during the marriage.
Well, to me, I think she just has a one-track mind.
Oh! Thank you very much. We're here all weekend. Try the Veil. Please tip your waitresses and bartenders nicely.
Well.
So once again, as Carol says, she has sex with the building mentally, and she identifies herself as objectum sexual. Paul, remember that term.
Okay.
Objectum sexual.
I will try to.
Do you know why?
No.
It's a person who is sexually attracted to inanimate objects and structures.
It's kind of like us to this radio station.
Yeah.
But when the speakers are working, it's even more.
Yes, now it's kind of a cold marriage. So, Carol did not discover this until she was 40 after she searched online. And guess what she put in for a search?
Railroad?
No, I'm in love with a building, is what she put in there. So it's a worldwide debate whether this phenomenon is a fetish or a mental condition. Paulie, would you like to take the pro or the con on this debate?
I would think that everybody pretty much knows where I stand on that. On the waiting for the train. I don't know.
Wouldn't
if you were in love with it, being a woman, not me, I'm just saying, if you were a woman, wouldn't your obsession be with an obelisk? Bunker Hill Monument, Washington Monument.
Well, I think this woman married a female train station, so she's lesbian.
Because
she named her, so she keeps referring to the train.
So that's
her.
On the pink line.
They didn't start their relationship, by the way, until 2011. But she's been in love with the station since she was a young girl. When we got married, I stood there and I told her that I take her as my partner. It was the happiest day of our lives. She says hello to the station, but tries not to let anyone notice she's talking.
Wow. Now she's got issues.
Now she added...
Well, now I need some steak tips from Pearl Street Station after we're done here.
She added, there's a private bit where the two walls meet. I go to touch her, which I do by leaning against her with my clothes on. When I'm touching her, I feel as though it actually holds me and kisses me. I don't have physical sex with the station in public. I want to be respectful. I wouldn't do that with a human in public, so why would I do it in this case? But she does have sex with Deidre in her mind when she stands there. I especially like when I hear the trains rev up their engines. It turns me on.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Then she's cheating on the station with the trains.
Hey, the pink line comes traveling through. She looks like a cross between a big Pepto-Bismol character and Miss Piggy.
So Deidre has been the most stable partner that she's ever had. I've had the time of my life being her wife. I used to be scared of being in love with humans, but I'm not scared with Deidre. I can never leave San Diego because my lover is here.
I think we spent way too much time on this story.
I got one more thing to say.
Okay, sir.
I could never love another train station. She is the one.
Wow.
And lastly, not funny news, but I think we find this interesting because why the blank have Pauly and I have not been here yet?
Oh, and where might that be, sir?
It's actually called the Baldwin Bar. It says Chuan Kitchen in Woburn. So according to an article in Esquire magazine.
Wow.
By the way, Esquire has a really great channel, channel.
If you think of greatest beer establishments, do you think Woburn ever?
No, because all they have is like, chains like,
Right, right.
Like Applebee's and blank like that. It's actually across from
Applebee's. Or even the border.
Yeah.
But it's not actually a chain, but
yeah,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. But and this is a standalone. It's an old Victorian mansion. So according to the article, Esquire magazine has included the Baldwin Bar at Szechuan Garden in Woburn in its list of best bars.
That's not even a real name.
I don't know if that's true or not.
There's no way that could be a real name.
So picture the best Chinese takeout restaurant you've been to. Now put that inside a New England colonial mansion built in 1661. When you tack on one of the best cocktail bars in Massachusetts, it's almost an embarrassment of riches. Brown and bitter recipes in flasks served in cigar boxes and a glass egg filled with Aperol absinthe and grapefruit served in a bed of flowers. Concluding what is 25 minutes outside Boston, but the cafe is worth it. The only other establishment named by the magazine in New England to make the list is the Magdalena Room in Providence.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little emotional. What? What makes this stand out is, all right, there's no number, right? It's one of the top, what did you say?
Top one. So Austin Half Step.
Top ones.
They're in
Chris,
alphabetical order.
We have to go there.
Yeah, it's not that far.
We have to go there. And do our own, just for investigation purposes, we have to go there and we'll figure it out. I hope so.
Yeah, I was going to see if I was at any of these anywhere else. So there's one in New York.
So what is it called? It's an old colonial house, which I dig that concept.
Yeah, it's called the Baldwin House. So you know where the rotary is when you get off 95, you go around the rotary, you go that way's the movie theater.
Yes.
That way there's like the Stop and Shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way you wouldn't go. You take a right and immediately
it's the
right
way
there,
you wouldn't go.
There's a whatchamacallit. There's a old Victorian mansion, and who knew there was a bar in there?
Not me.
The bar room at Beekman Hotel in New York. Wow, I might go there. Death and Company, ROKC in New York. Pittsburgh. Oh, here's one for you. Goose Keys.
Why is that for me?
I don't know, because you just like saying Goose Keys.
I do like saying Goose Keys.
Yes.
I don't like saying
when
Goose died. So Top Gun.
Oh,
by the way, they're making a
sequel.
Yes, they are, and the fat what's his name? Val Kilmer.
Yeah,
who was one of my the most favorite movie of mine, Tombstone.
So here's another place.
Are you losing
the Magdalena Room? It's in Providence.
So that's as close as we can get. We have to go to Woburn or Providence.
Yeah, Woburn's not far.
No, Woburn's right up the street, but I've never even heard of this place.
It's so funny. If you start looking at the cities, you see Austin, you see New York, and out of nowhere you see Woburn.
I know, right? Wouldn't you think California, Florida?
There were a few in California, yeah. But
that's just what you would think.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that's one of the 24 best bars in America. Hmm.
Hmm.
And,
well, that's their opinion.
And that is the news.
All right. All right, Christopher. Thank you very much for the silly news, except for the ending there, that which wasn't silly, but it was very informative. So if you boys and girls want to go out to, find your favorite bar, go to Woburn or Austin, Texas, or California, or South Beach, or Providence.
Imagine if it was like best beer and best bar in America, Sammy's Patio, located Seaside in Revere, Massachusetts.
And you know what?
Hidden gem.
And me and Chris have way too many memories of Sammy's Patio.
Well, we've been there. I don't know about memories.
It should be called Sammy's. We let anybody in.
Yeah.
Because we were 17 when we used to go 12. There with our Chelsea Mall IDs.
Oh, my God. Remember those ridiculous things?
Who doesn't remember those?
Oh, God.
All right. 3:30 in the afternoon. We're going to come back with the wheel of music, sir. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. And I don't know. Whatever else,
whatever jocularity we can come
jocularity,
up with.
Jocularity. I like that word.
Yes.
You've been waiting to get throw that out into a sentence for quite a while. Anyways, you want to take us out? Chris, I know you just did a lot of talking, and I see you're out of breath, but if you want to take us out, we'll be back with the Wheel of Music, and of course, our goodbyes, which we don't want to say. But
oh, yes, that's 3:30. Wow. Yeah, listening to 91.5 WMFO. This is your friends at the Giddy Up.
All right, boys and girls, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, you missed us?
Wow. I missed us.
And we're us.
Yeah, and you were just sitting back like, you know, nothing was happening and, you know, enjoying the rain. Anyways, that was BTO, Let It Ride, of course. 3:36 in the afternoon, and it is time for...
The Wheel.
I don't have any, intro music for The Wheel. Except for The Wheel.
Well, we have a little... Yeah, that's not music. That's just, that sound.
That is true. But we do love this segment of the program. I love it, too. And so we landed on what, Christopher? 1977, well,
yeah,
I believe?
And coincidentally...
It was way before we were born, but... you know, we're gonna try to do the best we can. I'm gonna have to spin it. What are those called? With the big horn. Come on, you know. All right, never mind. But you all know what I'm talking about with the LPs. You spun it.
Oh, turntable.
No,
change your arm.
Turntable.
What?
With the big, you know, hey, what are you talking about? Forget it.
I know what you're talking about.
All right.
The old Vitrola with the horn.
Oh, Vitrola.
The dog. You listen to the
yes.
Horn. Yeah.
Yeah, the RCA dog.
I don't know why you just texted me.
I didn't text you.
3:36. Again, yes, sir.
I did not.
I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. I didn't even see you touch your phone.
I was too busy over here DJing, sir.
Oh, please. You're too busy with your jocularity and chicanery.
No, I was DJing. You know what that stands for?
Dirty jock.
No, I don't even want to say it because we might be off the air already. All right, anyways. Man. All right, Chris. You want to do your top 20, 30, 50, whatever?
Yeah, we'll do 20.
All right.
So, yeah, this is 1977.
So you don't need black.
Background? No, we don't need background. I am the music at this point.
No, we do need backup.
So, 1977, 40 years ago.
We need the spinners.
We do.
All right.
No spinners
on this
one.
Take it away, sir.
40 years ago. The movie Star Wars came out. Also.
It did.
So it'd be interesting. Let's see what the top
songs. That just shows
songs.
How old we are.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. I think we were, you know.
10?
Minus 10 when that came out. No, I'm kidding. So at number 20, the Atlanta Rhythm Section. I am so into you. No, probably that's the name of the song. Don't stop looking at me like
well,
that.
Well, no, you're the one that's looking at me.
You look back.
Wow, how can I not? You're a handsome man.
And so are you. Come on, let's put this on Spinitron and hit the men's room. Number 19. Jennifer Lawrence with The Right Time of the Night.
Wow.
Remember this one?
No.
Well, I know you remember the next one. From the humongously successful album called Silk Degrees. Boss Gags with the Lido Shuffle.
I was going to play that. I'm glad I didn't because it was on your top 20.
That's right. You could play the full song. Coming up next at number 17 is the Marshall Tucker Band. Heard it in a love song. They used to call this country rock back in the day. Next is Joe Tex with Ain't Gonna Bump No More with No Big Fat Woman.
You couldn't get away with that title today.
No. Yep. But once again, Ain't Gonna Bump No More with No Fat Woman. I don't know who everybody remembers this song. So number 15, no clip, is Hello Stranger by Yvonne Elliman.
Yvonne Elliman.
Yes. And see if you remember this classic. Undercover Angel.
Undercover Angel.
By Alan O'Day. What a piece of crap. Number 13.
Then why are you doing this?
Angel in Your Arms. Because not everything is crap. By Hot. Number 12. Glenn Campbell with Southern Nights. And the epic At number 11, Hotel California by the Eagles. Paul,
this is your saving grace right now.
Oh, no, there's still a lot more.
No, this is your saving grace, Hotel California.
Well, Lido wasn't bad.
No, Lido was... No, I give that to you as well.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's a bit of a mixed bag in 77. And also number 10...
That's what she said to me. You're a bit of a mixed bag.
Nick Jones, Lou Gramm, Foreigner. Feels like the first time.
You know, you gotta love Foreigner.
You do.
No matter,
the original lineup.
No matter if you're on the border or if you're letting them in, you know, through Ellis Island or, you know.
I think we're talking about two different things.
Oh,
but this is
I
a band. This is a rock band, DJ Pauly B.
All right then.
The old timers is settling into you there. Andrew Gold with Lonely Boy,
dude.
1977.
All right, you definitely saved grace with this one.
Number six is another.
Hey, you gotta let it.
I am let it go.
Roll,
I see
baby.
Number six. I don't have a clip for number eight.
Or
I'm
I'll
sorry,
just sing
number
it.
Nine. For number eight is Lucille by Kenny Rogers.
Oof.
What a bucket of crap that was, huh?
Lucille, don't bring your
That's another broad that blanked him over. See that stupid beard of his. Shave the beard, maybe you can keep a warm in your skin.
Well, he does make good chicken.
He did pitch a no-hitter once.
That was a different one. Because he had the greasy fingers.
That's right. That ball
nobody
just
can touch it. Yeah, nobody can touch it.
Climax Blues Band, once again, on the charts. But number seven is Can't Get It Right.
That's my porn name.
Number six, no clip, but you would know it anyhow. Gonna Fly Now, the theme from Rocky. At number five, Gotta Give It Up, Part One by the Motown legend, Mr. Marvin Gaye. At number four, legends who will be playing later this year.
Yes, sir.
Fleetwood Mac with one of my favorite songs, Dreams.
I don't even know this song.
So you play songs you never heard, you don't know. Is that what you do now?
I don't even know what I'm doing in 5 minutes.
You'll be playing more music. At number three, yes, it's Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, man, I partied with him for a whole week one night.
A whole week one night?
Yes.
What, he switched to the metric system?
Oh, man. No, you should have seen his, like, leather jacket, man. It looked like somebody took over, like, a subway train for graffiti. I know a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about.
I think we got it. A New York subway train. Here's another one for you lovers. Leo Sayer, When I Needed You.
You know what? I love Leo Sayer.
And
I love all the people that were living in his hair.
Yes. So some other songs that were on the charts that you may know. Back in the Saddle by Aerosmith was on the charts.
Wow.
Let's see.
That's a long
Don't Leave Me This Way, Thelma Houston.
Come on. I love me some Thelma.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see.
Dude, I was married to Thelma in the 70s.
ABBA, Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Yeah, I was 12.
Boston, Peace of Mind was on this chart. The Do Run Run by Sean Cassidy.
The Do Run Run.
Yes. Let's see, what else do we have? Pablo Cruz, What You Gonna Do? Al Stewart, On the Border. Manfred Mann and His Mighty Earth Band with Spirit in the Night, the Springsteen
Spirit
cover.
Spirit in the Night, that's right.
Andy Gibb with I Just Want to Be Your Everything. By the way, that was shooting up the chart. Back Together Again by Hall & Oates. So that's a pretty varied chart. The Eagles' Life in the Fast Lane was on there as well, too. And your sworn enemy, Bob Seger.
Yes.
At number 25.
Me and Christopher were at a party one night, and he stole my wallet.
Yep. And nobody spent the money on?
Yes.
Hookers.
Yes.
Hookers.
And cheap hookers, because I didn't have that much money.
Well, the thing was, it wasn't that he spent your money on hookers, is the beard clippings in the sink that really...
That did aggravate me.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to turn it over to your friend. You trust him as an adult. You loved him as a child. The DJ Pauly B with your number one song on May 26th.
Well, thank you for that introduction, sir. This is your number one song from 1977. It's my boy, Stevie Wonder. I'm going to let it play through. We'll be right back, boys and girls. This is Sir Duke. And I am the Sir Duke.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away, Dr. A, when the people start to move.
You can feel it all.
boys and girls. Welcome back. 3:54 in the afternoon to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the rainy state of Medford, Boston, 57 degrees. Tomorrow, I think my compadre said it was going to change. It was supposed to be at least decent, just cloudy. But now I am hearing from him it's going to be raining.
No, when I left the house, it was supposed to be nearly 70 tomorrow. Now okay. It's overcast, 59. Sunday, sunny, 68. And Monday, rainy, 60 right. degrees. And then when we go into next week, starting Wednesday on, where we're going to be in the 70s.
So Sunday would be our pick for the weekend, sir.
Yep.
And so, you know, spark up those barbecues on Sunday, because that would be the best day to do that. And we want to thank you all for tuning in on this, of course, Memorial Day weekend. I will get into that in a minute. I want to give my partner in crime, my best friend in the world, his chance to say his goodbyes as we fade into the Memorial Day sunset. There's no sunset.
Well, no, it's cloud set.
Yes. So take it away, Chris.
Yeah, so thank you, everybody. And remember, Memorial Day is a day to remember all the Americans who died fighting for our country. So, you know, take a minute to think about that. And, you know, also enjoy the freedoms that you have. And responsibly. Go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. Peace.
That's right. Thank you, Chris, for that. And as I want to impart to you, as I always do, if it wasn't for you guys and girls and boys and girls, we love you and thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, as much as it may be idiocracy or stupidity. We just want to make you laugh, and that's the bottom line. And thank you very much. And I want to say we're going to take a 166-hour break, as I always do. And thank you very much. Take care, honestly. And if you see a vet, excuse me, getting a little choked up. If you see a vet, thank him. If you know a vet, thank him, because our country wouldn't be what it is today if it wasn't for people like us that served. And hey, I want to apologize to, I don't know, to nobody, because we didn't run out of time for anybody. We just want to thank you. So we'll see you next week, and it'll be the same old nonsense. And I want to play this song for all my brethren, sisterin, that have served alongside of me and themselves. And we will see you next week, boys and girls. Take care.
Do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while in the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. And I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you died quick, and I hope you died clean. Oh, Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some loyal heart is your memory enshrined?
And though you died back in 1916, to that loyal heart you're forever 19. Or are you a stranger without even a name, forever enshrined behind some old glass pane, in an old photograph torn, tattered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun's shining down on these green fields of France. The warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished long under the